It was a nightmare.
Hello?
I don't know. I lost the thing. I don't know.
Hello. Welcome back to Kills and Chills, where we don't know the name of our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, precisely.
Precisely.
I am Dan.
I am Ken.
You know what it is,
baby.
What's up, guys?
Hey, how have you been?
It's October now. Yay.
Yay.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for it. Interesting. Anyway,
welcome to the show.
We already said
that. I sounded like a robot.
Beep, boop, bop. Oh, God. We decided just 5 minutes ago that for this month.
Only this month.
Whoa. Oh, no.
Sorry.
This month only. An exclusive interview with a vampire. Anyway.
What?
Yeah. I got him on the show.
Oh, my God.
But we decided that for this month, we wanted to focus mainly on, like, scary stories, urban legends, just stuff like that. Scary stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be doing away with the kills for this month only.
For this month only. If you have thoughts, concerns, you can tell us.
But we won't listen.
But we won't listen because we already made up our minds.
Yeah. Oh, my brother wants
Evanescence to know where I am. Once said, call me when you're sober. That's not what I was going for.
I'm crying.
Woo. Okay, so, yeah, we said we were going to do that. Also, we got a review, like, forever ago, but I forgot to read it live.
Oh, wow.
So, let me go ahead and do that right quick.
Yes, this is from Chris at the 8-Bit Couch podcast. Check them out.
He gave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Aww. And this is what it says.
I'm listening.
Being from Texas, I can appreciate the subtle references, especially when talking about Houston. These ladies are hilarious from episode 1 all the way till present. They've gotten better and better. I seriously don't see myself stopping from listening to every one of their episodes. I hope they keep going and keep making laughs. Yes, I know this is a paranormal podcast, but I mean, they just let me absorb the kills and the chills in such a funny way. Love you, ladies.
Yeah, Chris, I already knew that I'm funny. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. Thank you.
That's very nice.
Yes, thank you.
Because we know we're funny.
Because we know we're funny. And had you said otherwise, that would have made you a liar.
Had you said that otherwise, that would have made you a liar, and I would have not read your review.
And that would have made you also a fraud, so.
Yes, a frog.
A fraud.
Yes. But yeah, thank you so much for the review. Go check him out. I listened to one of his episodes. Mm-hmm. I believe it was about aliens.
Oh.
I talked to him about it and I told him it creeped me out. But yeah, go listen to him. Also, shout out to the ladies over at Undercover Coven.
Yes!
For being thebomb.com. I was listening to their new episode today. I didn't get to finish it, but I started it.
I'm dead.
It was the bomb. For as far as I got, but I'm sure it's the bomb all the way through.
I'm sure.
Sickening.
I love them, even if I don't listen anymore. But I don't listen to anything anymore, so.
All Dan listens to is herself talk, because she's conceited.
I'm super conceited, so guys. Conceited. As you have come to find out.
She's full of herself.
I'm so full of myself. But honestly, when your last name is like my last name, like the Antichrist... Like, you have to, like, you know, you have to be a little conceited, you know?
Comes with the territory.
It comes with the territory. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Now you know why she is the way she is.
I'm dead. But,
shout out.
I've just been stressed out with work.
Dan has been dying this whole time.
Yeah, I've been dying.
Yeah. But I've been listening.
So. I realized that, like, all this week, like, I think just today and maybe Monday, was the only days I listened to, like, I listened to music Monday, and then today I put on my headphones to listen to the game, but I haven't even pulled my AirPods out of my purse. I haven't been listening to anything. I've been so stressed.
Damn. We live a hard life over here in Houston.
Yeah. It is what it is, man.
It is what it is.
Should we get started?
Is there anything else? Oh, last thing before we jump in. I'm sure you've seen the post on Instagram. We put it up on Twitter as well. Make sure that if you want to share your spooky paranormal or maybe like a true crime story that happened to you and you would like to share, be sure to send us an email. We already have three, actually.
Oh yeah,
we have three. I feel like if we can get 10, we should be solid. Someone's cutting the fucking grass right now.
Oh, they sure are.
But anywho, if you want to send us that email, it's kills
chills at gmail.com.
yes, so make sure to send us your message.
Yeah,
I'm not reading them until the day of, so please.
I only read my sister's, but
I haven't read that one either.
Oh God, it was hilarious.
Who the fuck is cutting the grass?
Hold, please. Elevator music.
We're back. Mm-hmm. They didn't need to know that. Anyway, let's jump in.
Do you want to go first? As I am stepping into your territory.
Oh my God, we're chills and chills.
Oh my God, we are. This Halloween, we're bringing all the good vibes. So we're chilling and chilling.
We're chilling and chilling. We're chin chilling.
Whoa, wow, yeah, we're chin chilling.
There we go.
It's finally happening.
Sure, I'll go first. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about the...
Oh, no, pause it. He's not done yet. Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, God. So, I'm going to be telling you about the haunting of the Tallman family.
Tallman. Oh, my God. Just stop it. Stop the audio. Cut it.
Okay, let's try this again.
Ooh.
We're going to be digging into the haunting of the Tallman family.
Yes.
And then you said Tallman family.
Tallman family.
Yes.
That sounds like Slender Man.
Maybe.
I don't remember what it was that I did this week, but my sister was like, that's like Slender Man.
What?
I don't remember, but I know it was funny because everyone in my family is funny.
Oh my God.
That's where I get it from, in case you guys were wondering.
Okay. Sure, Jan.
I'll beat your ass for that.
You want to fucking go? I ain't scared of you.
Me? Throws my mic at you. Sorry, guys.
Okay, so the Tallman family. Mm-hmm. So in February, I feel like Ryan from BuzzFeed, he can't say February.
February?
He says it weird. It's like February.
Oh, God.
So February 1987, the Tallman family, which consisted of Alan and Debbie and their kids, they purchased a bunk bed from one of those like secondhand shops, first of all, that's where you fucked up. Whoa. Because you don't fucking buy furniture that's already used.
Oh, of course you don't. But you said that's where you fucked up. I was like, what did I do?
You're like, me?
Me? Oh, God.
So anyway, they buy this bed. They take it home. They build it and put it in the basement for the meantime because they were painting their kids' like bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so in May of that same year, the room was finally looking fresh to death, and they moved the bunk bed in. Mm-hmm. The Tallmans alleged that the moment they put the bed in the kids' room, the home changed.
Oh.
And went from a normal home to one where everyone just felt really uneasy, and it was really spooky.
Oh, okay.
The kids began to get sick when they had not been, like, the sickly type. Like, they were all getting, like, all sorts of weird illnesses.
Whoa.
I guess the first night that they had the bed in the room, one of the kids named Danny. There's quotations around Danny.
Why?
I don't know. I guess it's not his real name.
Oh, like me? Like, how I'm not Danny?
Yeah, you're not Danny.
Wow.
We've already established that Danny is dead.
You killed Danny. I hate you.
Oh, Dan just rolls off the tongue.
Dan kind of does, but also Danny was like, you know, hey guys, it's Danny.
Danny was old to you. Dan is now, Dan is more closely related to Randall than Danny.
Dan is the sickly type. Danny wasn't.
Well, I didn't know her.
No, you didn't.
I'm fucking dead.
Oh, God.
So.
Wow, you didn't know Danny.
No, not really. I knew her briefly. Really.
Wow. That is amazing. You only knew Danny for like the last 3 months of her life.
Honestly.
Oh, God.
And then you became
Dan.
Dan's.
Oh, God.
Dano. You were Dano.
I was Dano.
And then you were Dan Dan Noodles.
God damn, you fucking murdered me, bro.
My bad. But yes, that first night that the kids were sleeping in the room, the little boy named Danny said that when his parents like came into his bedroom, they said goodnight, they walked out. When he was laying there on his own, the radio turned on by itself. Ooh. And he said he could even see like the buttons moving, like turning, like blaring the music. No. Yeah.
That's like what happened to me at that hotel.
Oh,
across from the graveyard.
Ew. Mm-hmm. He said that he went to tell his parents, but no surprise, they were like, yeah, right. So a few weeks later, Alan, the dad, was painting the walls in his basement, and he had taken a break, gone up to get some food. He put his paintbrush on one of the tables, and when he came back, the brush was in one of the buckets with the handle inside the bucket and the little paint thing pointing up. Also, their youngest daughter was sleeping on the bed, and she said she saw a red-eyed witch behind her door.
Hello? I don't like that.
I don't either. She also said, wow. Yeah. She also said that she saw a fire in her room, and later, a month later, Danny said he saw the same.
I don't like how you keep using the quotation marks for
it. There's a quotation. What do you want me to do? So then the family was kind of like, that's kind of weird. Let's bring in a pastor, see what he says. Mm-hmm. So they brought in their family pastor, and he said he felt the presence of evil inside the house. He felt something demonic.
Whoa.
Yes. The family then continued to be tormented by these things. Mm-hmm. Doors would like open and shut. Weird voices would come out of nowhere, and they would see like these weird visions of this like lady, like a witch lady.
Okay.
A week before Crims, if you don't know, Crims is Christmas. Mm-hmm. Danny saw he saw something that really, really scared him, and he told his mom that he wanted to piece the fuck out of that house.
Wow.
He was like, nope. So like a like a frustrated parent, Alan told the spirits, he's like, yo, look, listen, you need to get the fuck out of my house. You need to stop attacking my kids. You can attack me, but don't attack my kids.
Ooh.
So the spirits listened.
Mm-hmm.
And around 3 weeks later, 2 a.m. on a January 7th, 1988. I wasn't born yet.
Wow.
Alan returned home from work. Outside the garage, he said that he heard a weird howling sound. He said that sounded like a wolf, maybe a dog. Maybe. He went to investigate, and that's when he heard a voice howling that said, come here.
Ooh, hello?
Yes.
I said I don't like that.
You don't like it. I don't fucking like it.
Wow.
What did I say?
Well, now I don't remember.
Because you're not paying attention.
I am paying attention.
Liar.
I'm looking up research.
Exactly. You're not paying attention. You can't do two things at once.
I was paying attention. But you know I forget things.
What the fuck did I say?
Mm-hmm.
The thing said, come here. Yes.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. And he was like, bro, what the fuck? So he went around back and tried to see, like, what the fuck was in the garage. And when he looked, he saw that it was on fire. The garage flames.
Wow.
Much shock.
Very atrocious.
Much scary. Mm-hmm. He then went to get, he like ran inside and he was like, bro, I need a fire extinguisher. But when he came back out, it was gone.
What?
It's like as if the fire never happened.
Wow, much fireman.
Much fireman. Wow, he really is.
Oh, my feet are cold.
He then said that his lunchbox that he had set down on the counter in the kitchen, I am assuming, was thrown across the room.
Ooh.
Yes. And then, for some reason, he said that he started, Alan said that he started sleeping in his daughter's room, which sounds a little pedal bear to me, but whatever.
A little.
He said he's to provide protection. Mm-hmm. On a night that he spent sleeping in her room, he said a fog appeared around him. And usually this fog is what brought, like, the spookies. Mm. A voice came out of the fog that said, you're dead.
Hello?
Yes. So then, again, because of this, Debbie, the wife, called their family pastor, and a few days later, Alan was working late, so he had asked, like, someone to come watch the kids. Wait, to watch the girls? This is wrong, because I thought there was a boy named Danny, unless Danny is a girl.
Oh.
Interesting.
It's possible.
Perhaps.
Did I tell you that when I was a little kid, I thought Danny was a girl's name because I'm Danny.
And you are a girl.
And I'm a girl. So I always assumed it was a girl's name.
I'm surprised you're a girl.
Not gonna lie. Me too. Not gonna lie.
What did I say? Yes. So Alan and Debbie left the kids with the babysitter one night. The babysitter knew that they had made these claims that there were spooky things happening in the house, but she was like, yeah, okay, whatever. It's all a bunch of hocus pocus. And that night, the babysitter, said they witnessed the same fog.
Ooh.
And then to add on top of that, she also saw the flames.
Oh, no.
I guess this was the final straw and what pushed the family to get the fuck out.
Wow. But is it the bed?
It's the fucking bed. Wow. They had no paranormal hauntings up until they bought the bed. And allegedly what they did was they dismantled the bed, took it to like a landfill, so no one would be able to ever have it ever again. So they like destroyed it. Allegedly. But I was watching a video on it and they're like, why would you destroy it? If it's so haunted, you know, people would want to, like, add it to their collection. Kind of like the museum that the Warrens have. Mm-hmm. That type of thing.
Yeah.
But also, what I heard or what I saw in one of the videos was that they had a lot of credibility because they shied away from the limelight. They didn't give interviews. They didn't fucking do anything because they're like, for fucking what?
Yeah.
Unlike all these other, like, big demonic cases are very public. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
No.
Like, remember we covered Demon House?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they said the lady that used to live there was very vocal about the fact that, like, oh, my God, there's demons and stuff. But, the like, voice.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But, like, some of the people that went were like, oh, absolutely, I witnessed this. But most people, they're like, there's nothing there. Zach Bagans got attacked, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And then but he's said, just really dramatic.
Yeah, and then you said he had to...
They fucked up his eyes?
Yeah, they fucked up his eyes.
And his he had beautiful
double,
eyes.
Double vision.
Oh, my God. He's like...
fine.
His eyes, or he? He is fine.
No, he's fine. His eyes are fine.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He's a liar.
Don't say that.
Of course he said, like,
me, oh, don't God. Say that about Zach Bagans.
Of course he gave himself a disability you can't see.
I'm fucking dead. You, out of all the fucking things that he could have done, he gave himself that one. let me see if there's anything else I need to tell you. Did I mention the witch?
No.
Okay.
Well, like, you've mentioned her in passing.
Yeah, like, yeah. The little girls, mm-hmm. I guess, oh, God, I'm sorry. It looks like I'm picking my nose, but I'm not.
Oh, no, you're not.
The little girls claimed to see visions of mm-hmm. a witch and the fire. Whoa. So when they would see, like, that fire.
Was it a witch that was burned at the stake?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what's the location of this? Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Where is this? You said you were going to look
it up. Wisconsin. Horicon, Wisconsin.
Interesting. Okay.
I had a friend that was from Wisconsin.
Wow.
So, yeah, the youngest daughter claimed to see the visions of the witch and the fire,
mm-hmm.
which they thought were her overactive imagination because she's a kid, right? Mm-hmm. But a month later, her brother, Danny. Brother. So there is a brother. What the okay. fuck? Their brother, Danny, began to see the same things.
Oh, okay.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Another night, Alan came down.
With a sickness. With something. I don't know. You'll hear it again.
I heard the sickness.
That's probably what I said.
Oh, God. So one night, Alan came down with a sinus infection.
Okay.
Much like me. Yes.
Wow.
Which required him to get hospitalized because it was that bad.
Wow. Should you get hospitalized?
I hope not.
Oh, okay. I'd visit you.
Thank you. Would you bring me Chick-fil-A and eyebrows?
Yeah, I would.
My heart.
I have to return the favor.
Oh, my God. Pay it forward.
Yeah.
Debbie went to the hospital, and she had left her mother watching the children.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie's mother fell asleep on the couch and woke up to see red eyes looking back at her.
Oh, no.
Red.
Oui.
Her mother was fucking freaked out. And she left the house. She was like, as soon as, like, Alan returned, she was like, bye.
Damn.
And allegedly other family members saw the same thing.
Oh, my God.
There was even an episode of Unsolved Mysteries in 1988 mm-hmm. where this case was featured. And the crew actually went in and filmed inside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the episode is unavailable, like, mm-hmm. everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Rumors had spread about the family and how the home was haunted. And people began to, like, they wanted to experience those things mm-hmm. when they visited the home. I guess, oh, should I hit the mic? I guess once they had moved out
mm-hmm.
and one visitor showed up with the Bible claiming he could exorcise the spirits. However, this is a quote from this article. Yes. Some believe the man was simply drunk as police later detained him for driving under the influence.
I'm fucking dead.
I love it.
Me.
You, I'm here to exorcise the spirits. Also, you driving home. I can't see.
Oh, God.
I love it. Policemen mm-hmm. were in, believe the story.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they reported it to the cops, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But allegedly, this cop believed that the family was completely honest about it.
Oh, okay.
Because he said that he saw the horror in Whoa. Their faces. And he was like, oh, bro, that's not sickening. But yeah, what do you think? You think it's spooky?
I did, yeah.
That's weird. Before we stopped,
yeah. Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was.
That was the episode, guys.
That was the episode. Gotta go. See you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Just kidding. Dan has a story. I love that I'm laying down for the first time
yeah.
since, like, the third episode where I fell asleep.
I hate you. Oh, God. My stomach is gonna make an appearance today.
Yes, show us your stomach. Yeah.
What 21-year-old Florida man oversleeps jury duty, goes to jail for 10 days?
You know what wow. it is. Wham.
Wow. Well, that was it, guys. What's spookier than that? Okay, just kidding. Okay, so what I'm going to tell you today is apparently a true story.
Ooh.
Something that happened. This story was submitted to us by my dad.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. So, I remember my dad telling me this story when I was, like,
younger, but then also like recently, and he told it to me again a couple of months ago. He was like, yeah, you should cover it on your podcast. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then he like put it on our Facebook to cover it again.
I'm dead.
So here's to you, Dad.
Okay. Shout out Dan's dad.
Yeah. Okay. So where my dad or his hometown is my great grandmother lives there. And then his parents eventually relocated to that town, and he kind of like lived his like teenage years in that town. But before that, the town is called, it's in Mexico, it's called San Jerónimo de Juárez in Guerrero. And this is what was told to him by my great grandmother, who is a very honest person. So I don't see her as lying to him about it.
Yeah.
Just for shits and giggles, like my mom.
Like, I'm fucking dead.
I feel like there has to, like, maybe it wasn't real, but she certainly believed that the person who told it to her
was real.
Was being honest.
Okay.
So the story goes like this. There's this lady, a neighbor of my great-grandma. Her name was, they called her Doña Nicha, mm-hmm. I believe. And she was up waiting for her kids to come back from, like, you know, a party. And where her house was, it was, like, you know, this dirt road. And her house, like, stood, like, you know, at the end of the road. And she's waiting, you know, outside and waiting for her kids to come. And, like, you know, it's a very small town. So not a lot of noise is going around. And there, I guess back in the day, I'm assuming there wasn't, like, a lot of... there wasn't, like, lampposts to illuminate the road. So she only had, like, the moon to go by.
Whoa. Cool.
Yeah. Me, I'm going to take you there one day.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, it's getting late. It's like 1, 2 a.m. And so she's expecting the kids like any moment now. And sure enough, she hears like feet like coming up the dirt road. She's like, oh, there they are. And she's like waiting for them to like come into view. And then, you know, she's waiting and waiting, and the footsteps are getting closer. And then she realized it's not a person. It's a pig wearing heels walking down the road.
What incarnation.
What incarnation indeed. And, like, behind the pig, there's, like, a little bunch of little piglets following her.
What?
And, like, yeah. And, like, apparently that it was literally wearing heels. And that the lady just stood there and was like, what? And, like, the pig just, like, walked by and past her,
uh-huh.
is what happened. And that she apparently like freaked out. Se le subió la presión.
Holy shit.
Le dio like, soporte. Yeah. Like her fucking, what the fuck do you call it in English?
Blood pressure.
Her blood pressure like skyrocketed. Got, yeah, it got high. And so she went back inside her house and fucking like turned off, you know, or turned on the lights and like went to bed. Or, like, waited in bed for her kids. And her kids finally showed up. They're like, ah.
And they're like, ah. What the fuck is up?
With the fucking vibes.
You're fucking dead.
And like, they're like, Mom, what's wrong? And she was like, I think I saw the devil tonight. And that's where, like, I think maybe the story was fake. I've always believed it was just like a story that my dad came up with.
Yeah.
But when I looked it up online, I couldn't find anything. Anything at all. Not mm-hmm. even like a little like nugget of truth, like, or like a little nugget of evidence that it was like from something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't find anything. And when I asked my dad about it again as an adult, and he was like, well, yeah, my grandma swears that that's what happened. And, you know, she's not a liar. And I was like, no, yeah, she's not a liar.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you really think it happened? And my dad was like, I think she saw something and she believes it.
Mm-hmm.
And she told my grandma that, like, my grandma believes it. But, like I said, I couldn't find anything. I swear, this is, okay, so my dad originally told me the story as a small child. And mm-hmm. then I swear that I read the story similar to it from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. But when I looked it up,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't find that I had read it from there.
Oh.
But if you guys have any, like legends or stuff like that you guys have heard of that sounds similar to this, please let me know. Oh. I'd like to, like, do more research into it and see where this originally comes from, because that's a very strange thing to, like,
to talk about.
Yeah.
My favorite part was when it had little piglets.
Yeah, that always creeped me out. I thought it was, like, her little minions.
So is this why you're afraid of things with hooves?
Maybe. Well, no, I feel like it's, like, more, like, to do with, like, Satan.
Oh.
The reason why I'm afraid of hooves.
Oh, maybe.
But either way, it's kind of spooky.
That's very spooky.
Like, can you imagine just waiting, like, in a small town, waiting for your kids? Nothing but the moon, nothing but the moon illuminating your house.
Right.
And you think you hear your kids, and turns out it's a fucking pig.
And heels.
Serving looks.
I fucking like,
oh, I love God. It. I wanted to, like, look up, him. You know, I wanted to look at pictures, but I was like, pictures of what, a pig? And then I like went down a wormhole and, like, looked at pictures of my dad's hometown. Hold on, let me send them to you.
Yes. Oh my God, can I tell y'all a funny story real quick?
Yes.
Earlier, Dan and I went to lunch at McDonald's, uh-huh. and she was about to pay it. I fucking airdropped her a picture of an ugly ass cat.
I hate you. My dad said that one time he kept a badger as a pet.
What the fuck?
He said he kept a badger as a pet, and they named him... God, what was that? The guy, he was in a sitcom in the 80s. Willis? Or the kid that used to go, what you talking about, Willis?
Oh, I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Okay, well, like, the badger was named after him in that show.
Dead. I love it.
Oh, God. And then one time, my grandma, his mom, like, bought him two little chicks. And, like, he was like, oh, I'm going to take care of you forever. And, like, one day his younger sister, like, was, like, walking through the house, and the chick was in the house, and she stepped on it.
Why would you tell me that?
It was sad because I cried.
No.
And I want you to be sad with me. And, like, he was telling me about it. I was like, ay, como lloré. And I was like,
I'm fucking dead.
The pig in heels, la cucha con zapatillas.
La cucha?
Yeah.
My tía used to call me a cuchita.
Aw, a little piggy.
Yeah.
So, wait.
Tell us.
It says, so there's a story around some people I know back in Mexico. Long story short, it appears at night before people lurking for sex. Oh, what?
What? You heard it here first. This is live.
This pig is a salacious piggy.
I love it.
Interesting. So it might be
a salacious piggy.
A local type of.
Okay, but tell us more.
Well, like, that was it.
It's just a salacious piggy?
I think so. Hold on. Let me look it up in Spanish. Duh. I'm bilingual. Cucha con
zapa. It's so hard being
bilingual. Oh my God, yeah, it pops up. Guys, I've broken not only the language barrier, but also the internet. I think I found it.
Oh my God, link me.
Maybe.
I want to read along.
Some of these are videos. Oh, wait.
No, I'm not trying to watch no videos. Not before I go to bed. No, ma'am.
Okay, so my dad's a liar.
Why?
Because I think this might be like a legend around there. It says, one night when I was trying to sleep with my parents or in my parents' bedroom, I heard something. Oh, when I was trying to sleep, my parents heard something strange next to my house. They peeked outside to see what was passing by, and they didn't see it very well because the lights didn't illuminate the street. But they saw the silhouette of a woman. They saw the silhouette of a woman. They didn't worry, and they like looked away. But the noise started, continued. So my parents peeked outside again, but this time they saw a pig dressed in red and wearing heels. The pig started
oinking
to like freak out or like go in a frenzy, and after it saw my parents, and then they freaked out and closed the window, and they closed the door with the key. They shut the door and locked it, but the pig wanted to come inside the house, and with her heels was like knocking on, like kicking in the door, and the neighbors heard the noise, and the neighbors like came out and like threw rocks at it so it would leave. And then the next day it says my parents they left her in her grandma's house, and and with like all the bunch of little kids in the neighborhood. The neighbors filled bottles of holy water in case it came back. And it did, in fact, come back that same night. And it was only running throughout the neighborhood this time, trying to peel its skin.
It almost sounds like me.
And then the neighbors threw holy water on her, and the pig started clawing at itself.
Oh my god.
Oh wait, no.
She got hot and bothered.
No. It began to
look.
And then it started like clawing at the oh my gosh.
Just like her.
Whoa. It started clawing at the light posts and walls. Until it disappeared. Oh, damn. And then at the end of, por desgracia, unfortunately, my parents and all the neighbors died. Por la cucha con zapatillas.
I'm fucking dead.
I'm dead. Wow, what the fuck?
That's creepy. That's brazy.
That's brazy. Oh my god, la historia de miedo más rara que me han contado. It truly is. It's the strangest, scary story. Wow. What kind of Mexicans? I swear to god. Okay, this one says, at the end of 1997, I met for the first time this one guy. What? Conocí el mar. Oh, I saw the ocean. For the first time, a friend invited us, or me and a couple friends, he invited us. Como su familia era de la costa. Oh my god, so it is from my dad's area of town, or side.
Como su familia era de la costa sur de Guerrero, nos ofrecieron alojamiento y comida prácticamente gratis.
Okay. So that said, basically, towards the end of 1997, he got invited to go to, the coast with him, with a couple of friends. The friend's family, they lived near where the town, San Jerónimo, where I said.
And then they stayed there for a couple of days. Okay, they're talking about the beach and how you have to get to the beach, you have to cross this lagoon, and they take you on a little boat across the lagoon to get to the beach.
To cross the mire.
Yeah, you have to cross the mire to get to the beach. Okay, and this is where they heard the stories. Did you hear my stomach?
At the beach?
No, it spoke. My stomach spoke.
Oh, no, I didn't
hear. They started telling them local stories, you know, like scary stories, mm-hmm. also. And then the only one that they really remember is the pig one, because it was very, like, strange and almost ridiculous. But it was very simple. And then in blue letters they have, you shouldn't walk alone at night, like the borrachos do.
Right.
Like the drunk people do. Because like como se dice, que es que se porque se te puede aparecer un enorme coche.
Cuche?
Like cuche.
Because then you'll see a giant hog.
Okay, because then you'll see a giant hog. Without head. Whoa! Okay, this one's headless.
Whoa.
Degollado. What's that?
Degollado is a. No, es. I asked my mom this. Hold on. Hold on. I got this. Hold on. Hold on.
Perfect.
I thought that meant like. Degollado. I thought that meant like head. Matar una persona o un animal cortándole el cuello o la garganta.
Okay.
So essentially.
It's basically even more headless.
Yes.
With red heels, with collars, with a collar on, and bows. And it's gonna, like, tell you, like,
your future.
Vile things.
You son of a bitch. Ay.
Yeah.
Estás fea.
Yeah.
Estás gorda.
Te mentará la madre.
Ay.
Damn. It's really gonna fuck you up.
This is a salty piggy.
Yeah, it's gonna insult all your family, and shit. It's gonna tell you like a lot of ugly things, apparently.
Your bun is ugly.
Mm-hmm. And then it says, I thought this was very ridiculous, totally just like a story to, you know, to freak you out. Like, it's very strange, very campy, and very, like, small town type of tale. Dice, nada que ver con las pesadillas.
I'm dead.
So it's like, you know, it's not, like, a legit scary story. It doesn't strike fear into you. Let's see. So he's talking about the beach still and how he was hanging out with his friends. And that, you know, they were alone, illuminated by just the moon, you know, with only the whispers of the ocean.
Oh.
Wow, that's kind of romantic.
It's very romantic, not gonna lie.
Oh my god, no wonder my parents fell in love.
Oh my god.
I
can't wait till I fall in love.
Well,
it's but not gonna happen. Dad won't take me out.
Oh, fine.
Even though we've been together for 4 years now.
It's been three.
She won't ask me to marry her.
It's been three, Kren. Calm down.
I need commitment. I want this to move quicker. I want to move in.
You know I have issues.
You either move in with me or you don't.
I don't, I guess.
And this is the end of the podcast.
That fucking does. Okay, so, fuck, where was I? Oh, they're, you know, very romantic.
That's and why they fell in love.
That they saw it.
Saw what?
They Piggy? Imagined... That it would be like
Piggy.
Wait, entonces nos vimos. Oh, like they saw it. Like it says, imagine something like this, a giant like pig. Maloliente, maloliente. What's that?
What does it say?
Smelling maybe. Maloliente.
What's the sentence?
Un enorme cerdo maloliente.
Yeah, it smells bad.
Okay, a giant pig that, like, with a foul odor, headless, like, dripping blood, through his neck.
Ew.
But moving, like standing and moving. And yeah, like yelling like out cuss words.
Sounds like me.
Con una voz del sonido que sale de una. Oh, with like an echoey voice saying curse words, not only groserías, which is bad words still, blasphemous things about your loved ones, about loved ones that have passed, and it was also wearing a woman's clothing.
What the fuck?
Oh, that's crazy.
What?
That's brazy.
That's brazy. I wonder if there is some sort of truth to this, because the stories I'm finding are about, like, from that local area.
Maybe it is. It's like Bigfoot. It's like Nessie.
Oh, my God.
The Chupa Chupa.
I thought that was real.
I'm sure it is real.
A chupacabra?
Yes.
You said it wasn't.
No, I didn't.
You said it was real. And then when you covered it and I asked you, it's like, I think it's real. You said, no, it's not. And I was like,
I'm allowed to have opinions.
No, you can't change your opinions. You can't change your opinions all willy-nilly.
I really can.
No, you
and
cannot.
I just did.
No, you cannot. We are supposed to be based on facts.
Exactly. And the fact is, I believe it's real now.
I hate you. Okay.
I feel like any, like, little, like, cryptid is real.
Uh-huh.
I feel like all of them.
It has to have some truth to it, no?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, Mothman.
Right? Mothman.
There's
a crane out there that has red eyes.
Yeah. It's a special crane.
Yeah. What if it is? It's like an undiscovered species what of if, crane.
Hear me out.
Yeah. He's real.
No. What if he's not real and it was a crane? Much like how Mallory thought the fucking jackrabbit was a roadrunner.
Oh, God.
This is how rumors get started.
I guess so. Oh, God. I'm going to ask my dad about it. I'm sure he's home by now. And I'm going to go ask him. And ask him why he fucking lied to me.
Why did he lie about
that? Well, he said it was real.
It could be.
He used my great grandmother's name to, like.
But what if she thought it was real?
Oh, maybe. Maybe I can ask her.
Like, she probably thought it's real, so then he's maybe. Like, oh, well, yeah, this happened to her. So he technically didn't lie.
Oh, he technically
check yourself
didn't.
Before you bite the hand that feeds you.
Oh, he really does feed me.
He really does. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I'm gonna have to go talk to her immediately. Preferably in person.
Yes.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers. I drank mine, but cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. Anyway.
That's what I have. I'm glad I kept looking.
That's all she wrote.
God damn it.
Yeah, for real. That's cool that you came up with, like, actual stories.
Yeah, I didn't. Because I've looked before.
Uh-huh.
And I have never found anything.
Wild.
And then I just kept clicking pages and suddenly I found
it. She came up on porn?
Yeah, I did.
At some point.
Oh, wow, it's Zendaya. Zendaya?
What I heard was, oh, wow, it's San Diego. I was like, what?
No, stop. I'm sorry, my words, though.
She's drunk.
God
She's
damn it. Drunk I'm drinking off the a coke, coke, guys. I'm drunk off the sugar cane.
Anyway, send us your stories to kills and the letter N chills at gmail.com if you want to be featured on the last episode of the month.
I think so. I think that's what we're going
to
do.
Yeah. So you've got a few weeks to get your stories in. Please do. Mm-hmm. We need a few to actually make the episode happen.
We've already got a few.
Yeah, but we need more. Mm-hmm.
Ghost Boy, get on it. Undercover Coven, get on it. The Woods, get on it.
I'm fucking dead.
I'm just gonna start name dropping them by name.
And Murder on Our Minds.
Yeah. Get on it. I'm gonna.
Strange Talk.
Get on it. I'm hoping that by calling them out by name.
8-Bit like, Couch, get on it.
8-Bit Couch, Chris.
Chris, get on
get
it.
Get on it. But yeah, I'm hoping that calling them out by name is gonna get them to actually contribute.
Who else do we need? We did all of our faves, I think.
We're so sorry if we didn't. We didn't get all of you. Who else? Chad, get on it.
Yeah, Chad. Chad actually, we, 80 told him the email. She's like, because I told him, like, do you have spooky stories? And he's like, do I? He's,
me?
And then 80 told him the email. He was like, okay. And I was like, aha, ha. So, Chad, get on it. I already asked Thomas. He said no.
He said no. He was like, for the podcast?
Yeah, I was like,
God damn it. No, come on. Don't even drop it like that.
For real. But yeah, you have stories. Let us know.
Let us know.
Questions, comments, concerns. I don't care.
I read one of them. I'm not going to say whose it was.
You already said you read your sister's.
Oh, did I?
You suck balls, bro.
I read my sister's. I fucking cried. That shit, that's some good shit. You guys are going to like that one.
I haven't read it. I'm upset.
I'm upset.
Anyway, yeah, you know the drill. We'll see you next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. The Woods, I would like to retract my statement. I literally just saw that you guys emailed a spooky story.
Disregard.
You guys already did your part.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye. Love you.